I want to welcome everyone to Tuesday Night Live, first one of the summer here. And yeah, thank everyone for coming out, and hopefully the rain will stay away. I think it will. But as usual, we have a good lineup this year, and starting off with Mud City Ramblers tonight has become almost a tradition now, I'd say. And set up the stage a little different here, just thinking maybe not moving it every week, that'd be nice. And what I realize is we kind of that shade spot over there, that was pretty key when the stage was right over there. But so everyone's suffering now except those people. So we'll have to turn it up loud to reach you there. So you know, we have a lot of our same sponsors this year. As everyone knows, the local businesses in Johnson here generously give money to support Tuesday Night Live, which has been going on for a while now. And yeah, it started out actually at the old Tones there across from DJ's Market. And I know Laraway School owned a Ben and Jerry's there, and that's where that started. And I know like Barb Burmeister from Forget Me Not, who sponsors just about, I'd say probably every year. I know she was instrumental in starting Tuesday Night Live probably, you know, like 15 years ago at least. And it had a little hiatus there where it didn't happen, but nice to rekindle it again. I think this is what, like the third or fourth one? Can't really remember myself, but we want to thank, I just mentioned Forget Me Not Shop has been a sponsor for years and years for Tuesday Night Live, as well as Laraway Youth and Family Services sponsoring every year. The Deep Root Organic Cooperative as well is a sponsor this year as well. And Johnson State College, Moldy Black and Gavoni, who Doug Moldy, I know, has been sponsors for pretty much ever too. Polo, Dave Polo, and Polo and Mahoney over in, I believe, Hyde Park, is it? Dave Polo, again, another steadfast sponsor there. And Power Play Sports, Rob Maynard over there, thank you for sponsoring. And the Studio Store with George and Andrea Perlman sponsoring again, as well as the Vermont Studio Center. And I should mention, too, that the Studio Center has offered up the rain site. The rain site used to be the elementary school. We haven't really used it much, but our new rain site is the lecture hall, the low lecture hall, which is right across from the Woolen Mills. And it's a really beautiful space that's just been restored. So in the event that the weather's terrible and we really can't get it outside, of course, we like to get it outside if we can, but if it's really terrible, we'll move over to the low lecture hall right across town here, across from the Woolen Mills. And so we'll have it no matter what. The show goes on because we like to put on a show. Well, I think these guys are almost ready to play. And we have the Johnson Historical Society set up over here, I believe, serving some food. Paisano's Pizza is set up over here to my right. And, you know, the more vendors, the merrier. So if people, I see the Rock Art crew pulling in here, maybe they would vend. That'd be nice. Should mention, too, you know, if people could take care of their trash and try to keep things legal. And this way, you know, no one will bother us. And, you know, so far, so good. And, you know, it's important, too, that, you know, when the band is playing, that folks aren't coming up and yelling in their face and, you know, giving the respect they deserve, whatever it may be. And, alrighty. Well, thanks for coming out. And it sounds like Mud City Ramblers are itching to go here. So without further ado, the International Silver String Submarine Band.
Hey. Thanks, Kel.